Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Suzanne Mulvihill is our guest. She's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of Emotional Endurance Institute. She's the author of Employee to Entrepreneur and is becoming one of the world's most authoritative experts on entrepreneurship around the world. And she's our good friend. Suzanne, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
You're welcome anytime, Suzanne. You know that. Suzanne, I'm really proud of you, and I know I brag on you all the time.
I am proud of you.
I know what you've done. I know where you've come from, and your journey to help small business owners and entrepreneurs not only across the country, but you're working all over the world. And I'm so proud of you for what you're doing. And I want you to give us a little bit of a tour of what you've been up to lately, and where you think your journey is leading you.
Well, thanks, Jim. I guess I made a decision a few years ago that I wanted to have an international. I wanted to work internationally, so I think for me that was the first step. And I've built relationships with organizations. I started training at national business conferences, the National Business Incubation Conference, the Small Business Development Center Conference, and some of these conferences I've had people attend my workshops that are international. So I forged those relationships and ended up. Like in Sheffield, I presented for the United Kingdom Business Incubation Association last year.
In Sheffield, England.
Sheffield, England, the Welsh Development Agency, and then I did a program for CETA, which is a small business organization out of, it's also throughout the UK, but I did this in Reading for women called Britain. So anyway, I was over there, and then I ended up going to Vienna with a few colleagues in January from Sheffield, the Sheffield Chamber of Commerce.
How's the interest in entrepreneurship in Europe?
It's prevalent, particularly on what I teach for the emotional endurance training. Actually, I have a lot of interest from the UK. I just actually, when I trained in a few weeks ago in St. Louis for the National Business Incubation Conference, half of my class was from the UK. So there's a real strong interest in the emotional side of business and really supporting entrepreneurs from the person, the whole person, versus
right.
just the business skill. So
Suzanne, when I travel to across the water to other countries and meet small business owners and entrepreneurs in those countries, the thing that I find is that it's amazing to me how similar an entrepreneur in Italy or Sweden or England or wherever. How similar they think to the way American small business owners think. What I mean by that, what their dreams are, what they want to accomplish, how they feel about capitalizing their business, how devoted they are to their business. It's amazing how similar they are. Have you found that in your travels?
Oh, absolutely. And it actually kind of surprised me, Jim. I didn't expect, when I trained this past fall in Reading for all women, and there were Muslim women in my group, and just a very diverse, culturally diverse group of people, that we're all human. And that's really what it came down to, we can all connect from the human perspective. And so it doesn't really matter where I teach. There are some cultural challenges. I mean, in the UK, for example, they envision the Americans, and they've shared this with me, like that failure is accepted in America. Like we have
right.
bankruptcy, and you just kind of
right.
like, okay, well, you went bankrupt, and you start over. Well, in England, failure is a big issue. It's
yeah.
not culturally accepted, so the challenge.
It's that way across Europe, And that's the reason why they don't have an entrepreneurial culture over there, because they're afraid to fail.
Well, they're working on it. They are.
They got bigger problems over there. One of the things is the way the government treats entrepreneurs and the way the financial system treats entrepreneurs. You don't just go. You know, you and I can go into any city in America at 9 o'clock when the bank's open, and by 9:30 we got a checking account for our business.
Right.
Over there, it takes weeks.
In some countries, it does. In England, they can open up a business as quickly as we can. And
it wasn't always so, though.
No, it wasn't.
That's half. What you just said has only been recent that that's been
possible. That's true. That is very true. And Europe is really big. They're really big on entrepreneurship now in terms of bridging all of those opportunities. So that's,
Americans probably we probably take for granted the entrepreneurial culture, the financial market that we have that helps to promote that culture, the attitude that we have with our neighbors, with our friends. People who aren't entrepreneurs, who aren't small business owners, you know, they still support us. It's not, you know, we're not considered weird because we decided to start a business. It's actually kind of cool. I mean, the research shows that America is the most entrepreneurial country, I should say, in the world. Now let's get back across the water and talk about the United States a little bit, Suzanne. What have you found? Is there any news? Is there anything new going on out there in entrepreneurship in America?
Well, there's an explosion, Jim, in rural entrepreneurship. And, you know, you mentioning about how in America we thrive on entrepreneurship. Well, rural America is now, I guess, catching wind of this with the advancement of technology. There's organizations such as the Center for Rural Entrepreneurship in Nebraska that they started in like 1999, with a few organizations that were members of their network, and now there's 12,000 network organizations that are part of the Center for Rural Entrepreneurship. So, you know, and then there's like the National Council of RC&D, which stands for Resource Conservation and Development. I was speaking at their national conference in Kansas last year, and entrepreneurship was the main title. I gave three presentations throughout the day. One of them called Creating an Entrepreneurial Community. And, you know, I had a call from Texas, from a woman in Texas before I went out there to give that conference.
We're going to take a break in a few seconds. When
sure.
we come back, I want you to tell us about how to create an entrepreneurial community. But one of the reasons why these communities are focusing on small business owners and entrepreneurs who are starting these small businesses is because they now know that the days of their community attracting a big factory with 2,000 workers, they now know that that's pretty – that's, you know, their chances are just about two, slim and none, and that they've got to start growing their marketplaces from the ground up. They got to start from the entrepreneur level and grow their economies. And as you say, with technology, the way it is right now, they can do that in a way that they couldn't do 20 years ago.
Absolutely, it's exciting.
And so that's the reason why that all this interest is there. And I'm glad you're one of the people who's there to help fill that gap. And you're
Thanks,
doing
Jeff.
Very well. Suzanne Mulvihill, ladies and gentlemen, she's a very special person, and she and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on Johnny Lee's. If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasting-Gang, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Suzanne Mulvihill. And Suzanne is the author of Employee to Entrepreneur. And Suzanne, tell us how we can contact you, how we can find
sure.
you.
Sure. They can go to my website at www.thetageei.com. So it's thetageei.com.
All right. Talk to us about how you're helping rural communities build their entrepreneurial environment.
Well, one of the main ways, Jim, first is to create awareness. Because once you create awareness of what's needed in an entrepreneurial community or how you create an entrepreneurial community, then you can actually help them take action and implement
for someone like you and me, that sounds really weird, doesn't it? That we actually, I mean, you and I are so tuned in to entrepreneurship.
Right, well, yeah.
It's hard for us to believe that, you know, I remember one time, Suzanne, you'll get a kick out of this. I was talking to a chamber, not a huge chamber, but a pretty good-sized chamber a year or so ago, and I was telling them about the show and what we were doing and that kind of thing, and she said, you know, our chamber needs to start focusing more on small businesses. And I thought, what?
Yeah.
I said, what did you just say? I mean, it was preposterous to me that a chamber would not be dedicated to small business. It's preposterous to me that any community wouldn't be dedicated, wouldn't be cherishing their entrepreneurs. But it's not the way it is always, is it?
Well, I think they're becoming more aware that entrepreneurs create jobs. And like you mentioned, with, you know, with manufacturing and with our whole industry changing, our whole culture changing here in America, entrepreneurs are the key to the future.
Well, you know, big companies are great, but one thing we know about big companies, they don't live forever.
Right.
They move on. Things change. And that part of the part of major corporations changing and moving around and moving their plants and everything, that's going to be happening a lot more than it used to. I mean, used to a plant might stay 30, 40 years. Now they may stay 10 or 15 or 20 years as technology and as the global marketplace changes, whereas an entrepreneur who grows a business and hires 6 or 8 employees and over maybe the next 20 years has 20 employees, you grow a bunch of those, and now what you've done is you've gotten the equivalent of one of those major plants, and they don't go anywhere. They usually stay where they are.
Exactly. That's a very, very, very good point. That's exactly right. Well, for example, the Greater Hazleton Chamber of Commerce, which is up in near the Poconos in Pennsylvania, they just contracted me. I'm going up there at the end of the month.
Which chamber is that?
The Greater Hazleton Chamber of Commerce. It's up near the Pocono Mountains in the Pennsylvania. So I'm going there at the end of the month to do a program on marketing your business for little or no money, helping the entrepreneurs in that community become aware of how to strengthen their small business. So, and they've got a business incubator that's working with the chamber up there. So that's another important key for rural communities is linking resources. You know, where the chamber works with the business incubator and the financial institutions might have microloan programs for the small businesses. So
right.
Really an integrating the community and having outreach programs is absolutely essential.
There are many state and regional organizations that are coming together to help entrepreneurship in America as well.
Absolutely.
In that part of the country, in Pennsylvania, they're part of the Appalachian Regional Commission, ARC. And there's a lot of funds there to help communities grow their entrepreneurship programs. Well, good for those people for doing that and for getting you over there to help them with that. It's really snowballing, isn't it, Suzanne?
Well, it is. And there were some statistics I received from Andrew Gordon. He's with the National Council of RC&D, which I'm presenting at their conference in June. And I've been there last year, like with a whole entrepreneurship theme. And it was really amazing, you know, that they've helped over 5 million socially disadvantaged, economically disadvantaged people. They've helped create, they financially assisted 4,000 businesses,
wow.
Created 6,000 new jobs. This is last year.
I don't know those people. You need to introduce them to us.
I will definitely do that, the National Council of RC&D.
I'd like to get them on the show and find out more about what they're doing. So if you'll make that contact.
I will definitely do that. They're a great organization, and now that they're really focusing on that whole entrepreneurship angle where, you know, I had last, when I presented at their conference back in October in Kansas City, you know, community leaders coming to learn. We did launching a small business workshop and creating an entrepreneurial community so they understood what's necessary for them as a community leader to, if they want a business incubator, well, what all else do you need?
Right. How do you do it to be successful? Suzanne, I got about 1 minute. Give us one of those free tips one of those tips on how to market your business with little or no money.
How to start your business for little, how to market your business for little or no money, use the press, use the media. You know, start writing press releases and find creative angles to tie in your uniqueness with a unique point. So I think that's something that I found to be very successful in my business.
All right, give us one. We got time for one more.
One more. I don't have a list in front of me. Let me just think off the top of my head. Marketing your business for little or no money. You know, live in your niche. I mean, really focus in on your niche and sell the niche. Because
well, that's passion, the key is it. Don't try to be all things to all people.
Passion creates uniqueness, and uniqueness sells. That's the tip.
And you got to have that. That's a good one, too. And that's how you build your brand, isn't it?
Exactly.
Give us the website one more time.
www.theeei.com.
All right. Hey, thanks, Suzanne, for being here. Good for you. I'm proud of what you're doing, and let's stay in touch.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Suzanne Mulvihill, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back.
Bye-bye.
Break, right back with Wayne Cruz. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us.
We make it fast. one more thing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.